This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. No part of society is immune to sexual misconduct cases, including religion. Alia Salem has spent years in North Texas speaking for the Muslim community. Her latest project is aimed at spotlighting stories of misconduct involving Muslim clergy. Alia Salem, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
This operation you've started is called FACE, and that stands for Facing Abuse in Community Environments. What triggered it?
This summer, I was pulled into a situation, a mother of a young woman who was addressing some issues that she was confronting regarding abuse at the hands of a clergy member. And the mother of that young woman got me involved to try and help advocate for her daughter. And I fatefully just had watched a documentary on the Catholic abuse scandal and also the movie Spotlight. And
right.
So my mind had actually already been in that space. The need was there and that the time was right to build this institution.
What's the response you've gotten from fellow Muslims? What are they saying?
It's really a mixed bag. So you have people who are like, yes, this is fantastic. How do I support you? You have people who are like, oh, just be careful. You know, we don't want to bring a big spotlight onto our community. Then you have people who are automatically labeling us as, you know, an anti-male, pro-feminist agenda, you know, this kind of thing. People are boxing us in already, you know, trying to understand where we're coming from. And so we're at that stage of where we're just starting to educate our community.
Why do you think it's so hard to get Muslims to talk about this?
One of the biggest factors is that Muslims have felt, especially post 9/11, they have felt completely on the defensive all the time, you know, trying to address questions, address attacks against them and their faith. And so there's a difficulty in wanting to do something that directly brings a negative light onto the community, right? They're like, why would you be, you know, exposing our community and the problems that are within willfully when we already have enough problems to deal with? I understand it. I get it. But there's also an element of we don't talk about our dirty laundry. We still want to keep things on the down low, handle them internally, thinking that that's the most effective way, you know, to try and deal with it. And sometimes it is. Sometimes you don't need to, you know, expose things in a broad scale.
Right.
But sometimes you do.
Are there existing structures or traditions in mosques that make this difficult to bring up?
When you're talking about clergy abuse or community leaders, they're typically in the upper echelons of administration or power structures within the mosques. And so that can create a problem because the community will get to know that person. And if you're going and trying to address abuse from somebody up there, you get a lot of pushback. And this is almost cookie cutter in across religious traditions, right? This is not something unique to the Muslim community because the community has such trust in that person. They've built a reputation. This is the person that has led me to a wonderful place in my life spiritually. So it becomes also just a flat out emotional issue.
You created this organization about 3 months ago. How many reports have you gotten so far?
I would say about maybe six in total. And some of those are not even local.
Right.
The difficult thing is the six that we've been looking into are six very prominent leaders. They are six very serious cases.
I'm curious, in your life in the Muslim faith, have you faced this kind of treatment?
The types of cases that we're receiving, no, thankfully. Have I been on the receiving end of very inappropriate behavior at the hands of religious leaders? Yeah. I was facing some challenges in my first marriage, and I went to an imam who was counseling me. I am still a married woman trying to get help from him. And he received a call about a man who was looking for guidance on matchmaking, and he's on the phone with a guy, and I'm sitting in his office, and he looked at me, and he said, are you done with your husband? Like, because I've got a guy on the phone who's really interested, and you sound like you fit. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? And I quickly learned that I wasn't going to get appropriate help from this person.
Right.
I don't have any delusions that religious leaders are these people who are perfect and devoid of any kind of nefarious activity such. And I learned that really early on in my adult life. So I was grateful for that. I feel sorry for the people that don't know that. I think my life experiences have prepared me in a very unique way to address this.
Aliyah Salem, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick.